Hello, good afternoon. We're conducting this survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research.
Oh, what kind of survey?
It's based on the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. It's based on Congress and governmental elections and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay. And
give it to me.
All right. Understood. And are you in a place? First off, let's see here. Give me a second. Are you Michael Newsom?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible and really appreciate your time, okay, Mr. Newsom? Okay. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
70.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024
election? I'm voting. Okay. every four years.
Okay, so that will be a definitely vote, probably vote.
But what I just said, I vote all the time.
Okay.
So I mean definitely, right?
All right, yes, sir. Thank you. And please write your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 from a 0 to a 10.
A 10.
Okay, thank you. That's extremely motivated, I see. Thank you. And thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? Okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Okay, so that's somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I said strongly I approve. That means I strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from a 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or never have heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Republican Party.
0.
Okay, thank you. And J.D. Vance.
0.
A 0, thank you. And Democratic Party.
I approve. Extremely.
No, it's 0 to 100.
100.
Okay, thank you. And Project 2025?
0.
Okay, thank you. And Donald Trump?
0.
Okay, and Joe Biden?
100.
Okay, thank you. And Tammy Baldwin?
Who?
Tammy Baldwin?
Excuse me.
0 to 100, no opinion, or you never heard of her?
50.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris?
100.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent... Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statements are very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her.
Read that again.
Yes.
Slowly. Read that again. Slowly.
All right. So I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about.
Read it first, slowly.
Okay. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion right is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can do and can't do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that will reverse the overturning of Roe versus Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives. So would that be 10? Yeah. Okay, thank you. And next one is Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor.
Repeat that again.
Yes, sir. Understood. Sorry.
I'll talk to my brother.
No, understand. No. Okay, thank you. And Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused of nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped. Rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed that it was more important to do the right thing. Okay. And reform the criminal justice. So 0 to 10, you said?
I said a zero.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs on making life more affordable for working families and seniors, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains to back to America from overseas.
Again.
Okay, thank you. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump. Okay, thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you some reasons other than others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is very convincing reason to vote. A 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason. 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote.
It's 10.
No, I'm going to go ahead and give you some questions here. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. Donald Trump promised big oil executives billions of dollars worth of tax cuts and the elimination of environmental regulations in exchange for $1 billion towards his campaign, leaving ordinary Americans vulnerable to corporate price gouging and stalling action to address climate change. So 0 to 10.
That's 10.
Okay, thank you. And we need gun reform now to make our community safer. But Trump policies would make things worse. Trump is aligned with the NRA and the gun lobby and has promised to not only block any meaningful gun reform, like banning assault weapons, but will make it even easier to purchase high-power guns without background checks or even a permit.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. And all women, but black women in particular, have fought long and very hard for the right to control their own bodies in this country. Donald Trump is a threat to the fundamental right. Trump bragged about getting Roe versus Wade overturned and taking away women's reproductive rights. Okay. Thank you. And the last one here is Trump and Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it very clear that they're willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, unquote, ignoring that they spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and our parents and our grandparents. So is that convincing or non-convincing? 0 to 10.
No.
So what? I'm sorry? 0 to 10? Just...
0.
Okay, thank you.
You know me listening, you know what I'm saying?
All right, last. Okay. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Donald Trump and Trump.
Come out here.
Okay. And, once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November. Yeah. Thank you, sir. And switching gears. Almost done. This is one of the last ones. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you completed? 1 through 11. High school graduate.
I went to college for 2.5 years.
Okay. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living?
I'm married.
Married, okay. He said that very proudly. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living?
I have one son.
Living in your household, under 18?
No. So in my household? Did you do that again?
No, it was if you had a son or daughter living in your household under 18.
Yeah, you know, I have one son, but my wife has a grandchildren there, and they're like, one's in the teens, the other one is 23 years old.
Okay, well, thank you for that, sir, and I do appreciate your time, and you have yourself a great day, okay?